Blog Talk Radio.
Diva Mary Kate, 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 Diva Mary Kate. Welcome to Diva Spot, 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 welcome to Diva Spot. You're tuned in to that on the spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Mary Diva, Mary Kay, Mary Diva, Mary Kay, Mary Diva, Mary Kay, Mary Diva.
Diva Mary Kay, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays. Y'all know how we do. We get in there each and every Friday where new music lives. All the great indie music and indie artists showcase their music live here on the show. And the show wouldn't be what it is without our co-host, Tay Black, live in the building.
Yeah.
Tay, what's up, baby? My co-host has been under the weather, but he is back. Oh, I gotta get that. I think that's gonna be your new intro. Freddy.
It feels good to be back. It feels good to be live. Frontline Friday. Diva Spot ENT. Co-host Tay Black with the lovely Diva Mary Kay. Good to be back here, man. Feel like I'm home.
Yeah, you definitely are home. And Tay, I got a little surprise for you that Genius and Y-Dot did for us. So I'm going to later on the show, but it's so great because we're going to be playing hot music from Aviator Hughes on and popping. We got that hot joint About Money by Five Alive and the Jada Hood Diva. Big shout out to them. And we're going to be getting another joint popping by Cinnamon Brown. She's an R&B artist called Heartbroken. And we got a few joints off of Genius' new mixtape that just dropped, the Hip Hop Resurrection Volume 1. We got a few joints off of that we going to get into, we going to play. And he got this artist on there by the name of DH. And DH, she's a female artist, and she got this joint called Living. And it was produced by Genius. So shout out to Genius. Shout out to the whole team over there. Shout out to DH. Shout out to Cinnamon Brown. Shout out to Aviator Hughes, Five Alive, the Jada Hood Diva. You know, shout out to all the Woods as well. We also got a joint that we're going to play by Majestic. This joint called Majestic. It's called One Life, as a matter of fact. So we're going to get into that. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. All my people that's about money, call in right now, 347-850-1521. Let's get into this music.
Run, season. Season, man. You know what I mean? Now get in the green, or you laying under the season, you heard? But if you ain't know, it's something I gotta let you know, man.
so efficient. I don't plan to stop my grinding, it's my soul addiction. But get your shit straight, fucker, this is Big K. I'm just a hungry nigga, clearing off the whole plate. Kid, and when I start, I just can't stop. I'm a beast, I'm straightening out the whole pot. If you tab with front, I'll make your jaw lock. I'm getting crazy money, that'll make your jaw drop. Yeah, I get swapped, something like cash drops. Supply and demand is something that you can't stop. Serving the fiends is something that you can't watch. I'm getting paper, but I'm trying to hit that jackpot. I'm serving fiends, you can call out a head crack. I'm on the grind, so you know I'm about to make a stack. The grind heavy, so you know I gotta live for that. Pocket check, got a pack. When I spin, I get it back.
Diva Mary Kay with the co-host live in the building, Tay Black, and we are about money. And what y'all need to do right now is go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. You can listen live there. Also, under the player, there's a donate button. Donate to Diva Spot ENT Radio to keep the lights on around here, because y'all know what it is. We got to keep it popping. Yo, that joint right there is definitely about money. As y'all can see, we done open up the show and play nothing but crap so far. Oh, got so much more for you. Say, how you like that, baby?
Like that joint. That joint got a nice vibe. Definitely rocking with that joint. Who produced it? Definitely.
Who produced that? Good question. Why don't we get Future Guru 100 on the line, and we'll call him up? Because DJ is Guru's artist.
That's what's up.
DJ is Guru's artist. Let me see if I got more information on it. But we're going to see who produced that right now. We're going to give Future Guru 100 a call live on the show. Why wouldn't we?
For those of y'all who don't know who Future Guru 100 is, well, matter of fact, Diva, just let them know what type of wonderful person Future Guru 100 is.
Future Guru 100 is Mr. True Value. He is definitely Mr. True Value. He is definitely the brand. He's a person that can brand. He's a branding manager. He's a promoter. He goes hard 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you're looking to get yourself promo and get yourself branded, not just out there being seen, you definitely need to holler at Future Guru 100. He is a man about his business, and he is definitely on time, and he will produce numbers for you. He's been doing this almost 8+ years, so he's definitely somebody that has experience, and he's definitely a man of his word. So when I first met Future Guru 100, I was talking to him as far as promo, and here I am. You know, it came a long, long way. So we're going to pull Guru live on the line. We're going to see if we can get Guru on the line. He's a very busy man. So...
Yes, yes.
Hello?
Future Guru 100.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, what's going on, y'all?
How you doing, brother? We just listened to that hot track by Five Alive and DeJada Hood Diva, and there's a question in the air said, who produced that track? So I said, who better else to call but Future Guru 100?
Yeah, I appreciate y'all showing love to that track. You know, 20,000 downloads in just 2 days. You know, it was highly anticipated. We've been working. I did a little email blast for, you know, got the plays up. Everybody's shouting it out. Everybody retweeting it. So I appreciate everybody. I'm actually, checking y'all out, and I'm checking out Hip Hop National too. So I'm kind of multitasking, but I appreciate y'all calling and letting me know, showing that love.
Who produced the track?
That track was produced by one of Five Alive's peoples. I got to remember his name. It's in my email, but I can't call it. But it was engineered by Five Alive. You already know. So, if it's crispy and sound crispy, and clean, which it does, you know, you can thank Five Alive for that. You know, Feed the Wolves all day. And my artist, Jada Hood D, when she coming up making some noise, she definitely got next. So I appreciate y'all showing love, man. I appreciate you playing that too, Diva Mary Kay. You already know, holding it down.
It is what it is, man. We thank you for taking out the time, you know what I'm saying, to drop some jewels on us and let us know about that. We know you a busy man. You got a busy schedule, so we're going to let you get out of here. And big shout out to Future
y'all.
Guru 100. We love you too, Future Guru 100, man.
Word up. Thanks, y'all. I'm going to be back on the phone in a minute because they show almost over, so I'm checking y'all out in a second.
For sure. Look at that. That man is on another show. Took the time to click over. He know when Diva Mary Kay called. He better pick up that phone.
Oh, man.
You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Y'all know what we doing. We getting it on and popping around here. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Here's a joint from Aviator Hughes. Nothing but crack, man.
See, it's funny to me that y'all don't know. I've been doing my thing, man. And because since day one, got it on and popping. Why I got a lie? Hey, bro, just watch him. Never could I say this about him. How dare you call me lame? Boy, I've been pulling game. Before the fame came, I've been doing my thing. And it's been like how people hurt. Quicker than Maserati blurred. My daddy's blood's in my veins, so it's second nature, man. Tell them all I don't change on the 10 feet. That's how fast I be. When I was doing my thing, they on my TIP, I'm okay. Excuse me, they still are, cause I'm looking like a star. Feeling like Frank Sinatra. Got a factor at the Johnson Bros. That love the way I dress. Wait, I rep Ohio, yes. So please put that on the rest of me. Be anything that is less than the best, I confess. I'm about to usher in a new style of artist that they cannot be better than. Cause I'm spitting my life equal to them great mics, worth about 5 mics. So I'm about to blow right on my bro keep. I just gotta keep it real. I've been doing this way before I got the deal. I get it on and popping, on and popping, on and popping, on. I get it on and popping, on and popping, on and popping, on. I get it on and popping, on and popping, on and popping, on. I get it.
I get it. I get it. I get it
on. My whole life been on fly, been born to the world a pilot. You're the same, they driving cause my lane. I'm flying back in the day. I used to rock G-Shock, used to get D's like, why you rock that big watch? Now I watch these big lanes, finally pick up on game. Funny I was sporting them when Kobe got his first ring. All of y'all to me, you're the who, the herd. Boston, Celtics, but I'm a winner. What? Way, way before that Drizzy shit. Famous role, I was standing out before Black Rob, Shannon Woe, yeah. Bad Boy with my green Nike Duck, I'm a fiend. I was rocking them when you was AF1 and G. Yep. So what clone I never be, especially with fashion heat. Stay above the bar, high jumpers track me. On my bro tone, I just gotta keep it real. I've been doing this way before I got the deal. I get it on and pop.
if you know you live and you know you on them hopping. Play this record if you know you on them hopping.
Hey, yo, cool, turn that up. Love is a fine girl.
Girl Diva Mary Kay, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Frontline Fridays. I got my co-host live in the building. See, I had to play that one by Sharifa, yo. That was one of the hottest tracks by Sharifa, the soundtrack of my life. I like she said, never give up, yo. Like, that's my joint right there, man.
That's what's up. Whatever type of music, you know what I mean, motivates you, you know what I mean, get you focused, get you in that zone. That's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And that's whatever uplifts you, you know, you got to have that on deck always. So, shout out to Sharifa on that one. I was about to ask you, who was that?
That was Sharifa.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got more joints for Sharifa. I'll get them in the arsenal, man. We'll play them by the end of the night. But, yo, Sharifa, she from North New Jersey, or Ethan, she from Jersey. But, yo, when she came in the game, she did big. Then she signed with Luda. And she signed Luda and them, and then after that, you know, she had a couple of joints that she had, and it was kind of like shaky up and down, you know. I'm pretty sure she's going to come out with something else later, but sometimes it's a shame, like, as you're an artist, and it is Frontline Fridays where all the new music live and indie artists live. You know, as an artist, when you get in this game and when you do get with a label, you want to make sure you protect yourself and stay consistent, because a lot of people think, yo, I gotta get a deal, gotta get a label, and then they get with the label, and then it's like they Kool-Aid turn real watery. It was good, you know how you make that Kool-Aid be real tart and sweet, like, after you drink it, you, yeah. But, you know, sometimes it just, somebody put too much water. I feel like somebody put too much water in Sharifa Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? You really just have to take stock of your situation, and people have to look at the long haul. They can't just look short term. You can't be, you know what I'm saying, just focused on the short cheese. You gotta look at home. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
Definitely need that long bread. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. And while we're speaking of long bread, y'all can go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. When listen to the show and look up on the player, hit that donate button. Make sure you donate to Diva Spot ENT to keep the lights on. We like the money that, you know, that jingle, but we want the ones that fold. So holler at us with that long bread. I'm like Lil Wayne. I don't eat shortbread. This is how we do this, son. Yo, if you're on the line right now, you want to get some shout-outs, you want to make yourself heard, all you got to do is press the one button to get your mic open, and we'll definitely let you get your shout-out on, let you get your situation popping. Again, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got this joint right here by Cinnamon Brown. Shout out to Cinnamon Brown. She got this joint called Heartbroken. And I definitely want y'all to check this out. It's now Diva Spot Radio ENT, where all real music live. Mwah.
All the years we've said goodbye. Should I say, let me standing in the cold like I was just a stranger in your eyes? And whatever I felt to you, that was irrelevant. And I can't believe I failed to try to get myself together. It's gonna take forever. That pain just won't stop, and I don't know. About how I tried to love every part of you and everything you were. And you didn't appreciate the love and support that I gave. Remember when I told you you were the one? I had my heart set on nothing but loving you. But you couldn't see that I was trying to give it all to you. How could you be so inconsiderate? You told me nothing but lies. Looking like a fool stuck somewhere and just heartbroken.
Please listen to the Diva. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with all the new music, with all indie artists, with all hot bangers live, man. You want to listen to us? All you got to do is go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. You can listen live to the player, check out the site, and if you want to be heard, all you got to do is call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Yo, that drop right there is stupid crazy.
To the Diva.
Please listen to the Diva. Big shout. And I see the hands up in the room. I'm about to get to y'all. I see y'all with y'all hands up. And I definitely want y'all to be heard. But before I open up your line, I got to give the biggest shout out to hip-hop legends. Like, really, we have to pay homage. No matter what you're doing, you just stop and pay homage. And this is what we do. So that beat right there, EMPD, and that's when they came out with "Please Listen to My Demo." Please listen to my demo. So big shout out to Y.B. and Genius for putting that together. Let's open up the hotlines, man. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love. 253-306. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio EMT. What's your name and where you're calling from, family? 253-306. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, Diva Mary Kay.
What's going on, man?
It's your boy, B. Herc Day.
Round of applause for that man.
Yeah. Yeah, what it do, mama?
You already know it's Frontline Friday. Say what's up to my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building.
Hey, Black, what it is, B?
What's good, homie? How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, I'm living and loving. You heard me?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, man, I appreciate Miss Diva Mary Kay doing her thing on this internet radio, man. Popping your collar, stacking dollars, man. I can dig that, mama.
You know, I'm popping my collar, stacking dollars, baby. You know, I got to do what I got to do from a 9-to-5 to the show to Mary Kay to being a mother to being a lover. You know, I think I almost got it together, man. I told Tay that time I'm on the show, you know, I put something together. I might have to, you know, spit a few bars. I don't know. I'm feeling kind of like a hip-hop artist, not a rapper.
Somebody better get his girl a trophy. Fourth of the year, you dig me?
Yo, Hawk, we gonna have Hawk real soon on Diva Spot Radio's ENT Frontline Fridays. He got some crazy, crazy music. And one of the things about the King is he got a crazy, crazy schedule, and he attend college. So you know, he kind of like a triple threat because he work, he's the artist, and he go to college. So it's like your favorite bonbons. Like, when they all gone, you be extra mad. And if it's in the middle of the night, you upset that you can't go get no more. But I know he's definitely coming soon, and he got some fire music. Holla at us, I'll give you a shout-out. Tell us what's going on, baby.
Oh, man, well, you dope, man. I'm sitting down clicking up with my partner Spoon the Dumb, man, trying to get this project together, man. I'm not going to shout out no names as far as titles because I'm still in the works with that. But,
okay.
You know, I just linked up with some cats from the Carolinas, man, Lord Shank. My partner hooked me up with a bunch of beats, man, trying to add to this funk, man. So I'm just on my grind, man. Just passed a couple tests in the business class, so I'm keeping it educated and much motivated, you know?
That's what's up. Shout out to that. Yeah, that's
what's good. So you gotta tell these folks, man, life ain't just about rapping and the clothes and the rims, man. If you ain't got that paper behind your name, you might as well sit in the corner somewhere reading a dunce book.
Say that one more time for them.
Oh, shoot, man. Life ain't just about rapping, rims, women, and weed, man. You gotta have that paper with your name on it saying you done sat down and applied yourself. Otherwise, sit in the corner and be quiet.
Can we get a round of applause for that?
Oh, you can get a round of applause for that, because that was some deep knowledge right there, man. Well put, pimpin', I'm telling you, because if you don't get your education and everything in order to get it together, the only thing you're going to do is be flushing it right down the toilet, flushing all your talent, your time, your dedication, and your life. Like, it's gone.
Damn, it's gone. All gone. Bye-bye.
With no toilet paper to wipe.
Somebody's in a messy situation.
No, it's all about family. It's all about fun here at Diva Squad Radio ENT. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got this joint right here. I love this song too, and it's one of my favorites by Five Alive, and it's called Anywhere. If you made it this far on Diva Spot Radio, you can make it anywhere. And I got this joint by Majestic called One Life. Yo, it's crazy. Matter of fact, I'm going to play Five Alive Anywhere, and then I'm going to come back with the 20th Century intro, and I'm gonna play that One Life. Y'all gotta listen to what he's saying in these lyrics because it's stupid crazy. Shout out to Five Alive, shout out to Majestic. Y'all know how we do. Let's go, man.
I'll go, I'ma get it all, and I won't slow.
I had to stop that. Did y'all feel that? Did y'all feel that shit? It's just, I'll go, you just light your damn world up, man. Woo!
Okay. Yeah, no sense.
Oh my God. It's just, I love it when music just come on and, you know, it gets you all just out there. And right now this is a telling what I'm doing is I'm building your anticipation for this song right now, because you're like, Diva, shut the hell up and play the song.
I'll go, I'ma get it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done.
Higher.
If I made it this far, I'll go
higher.
If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, I'll go anywhere.
I can make it anywhere, places you ain't never there. Catch me in the drop top, places that I'm very near. I'm a hood nigga, yes, I'm really heavy there. I play my cards right, show my blessings everywhere. I'm on the move, so no one can ever bring me down. I won't stop till my name is sitting on the crown. Pain in my heart, trying not to make a sound. Trying to find myself, so I'm looking all around. I'm on a mission, so I'm headed to the tip top. To be known everywhere regarding hip-hop. I go hard, so you never ever see me fall. I'm God's child, I gotta answer his giving call.
I know, I'ma give it all day. I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done. When I make it higher, if I made it this far, I can take it higher. If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far,
far, the only way to go is up. You hate is mad, you only think it's beginner's luck. Truthfully, I can say, I don't give a fuck. What you hate is here for a reason, go ahead and live it up. I'm trying to reach the stars, man, I'm feeling getting close. I feed off my team of ones who really care the most. I'm on the uprising, no, I ain't no friendly ghost. I wanna be the next best, don't really mean to boast. I gotta go hard, man, so I strive for it. Ain't no turning back, the only way to go is forward. I'm banking on you niggas who really planned it out. I'm on the uprise, homie, just gotta plan it out. If it's meant to be, God will really make it happen. Until then, I'm on the grind, never catch me slacking. I'm a lone soldier, moving like a fucking captain. This is real talk, nigga, you never catch me acting.
I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world one thing.
No, know we gotta make it, man. That was just majestic, One Life, yo. I'm definitely feeling that joint right there, man. Say, Black, what you think about that joint? Hold on. Big shout out to the Underground live in the building. Big shout out to Journey the Poet live in the building. So blessed to have y'all here tuned in live with me. At any time, y'all can get y'all shout outs on. Send me some requests. Y'all already know what to do. Hit the email up, divaspotent1@gmail.com. We thankful for y'all to be tuned in with us. But hey, Black, what you think about that joint right there by Majestic?
Definitely rock. Shout out to Majestic for that joint. It had a good little vibe. I like the beat, like the words and all that good stuff. Like, definitely was a nice little chill rock joint, man.
I like that song because it had a message in it. Really meant what he said. And Majestic challenged me. Matter of fact, I challenged Majestic. And he came back strong. Like, come on, Ma. And it was, like, he sent me a track. I sent him some words back, like, look, I know you can go harder than that. Majestic came back strong. Like, he ain't let it bruise his ego or nothing. He was like, you know, I'm sorry. I was like, I need to see that you're versatile. Majestic came back like, I'm real versatile, Ma. I got you. I'm going to send you something that's with meaning. The beats is going to be clear. The clarity going to be clear, and you definitely going to get what you're looking for. And I appreciate him for that, man. So big shout-out to Majestic, man. I'm going to shout him out on Twitter right now. We got the hotlines open. We're going to go to the hotlines, man. Let's see what we got here. Open it up. 314-683 and now live on Frontline Fridays, Diva Spot Radio ENT with Diva Mary K and Tay Black. What's going on, man? Holla at us.
What's going on, Miss Diva Mary K? It's Majestic.
Oh, Majestic is live in fucking. You real sneaky, Majestic. Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, not much, man. First off, I want to give you, like, the biggest shout-out ever. You hear me? Like, shout-out to the whole show. Shout-out to the co-host. Shout-out to everybody. Anybody who got anything to do with this. You know, and I was just listening in, and, you know, that is true. And when you did tell me, and you know what I'm saying, you told me to be, you wanted to hear me. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to put it in words because I'm kind of sleepy. I was taking care of my daughter. But you want to know that I was versatile. That I was versatile. And, you know, I looked at that as a challenge. You know, I look at good news as great news, bad news as motivation. You know, so that only, you know what I'm saying, boosts me and made me go in the booth and be like, you know what, I can do this. Because it's like, I feel like where I come from, you know, it was tough, you know, very tough growing up. And you know, I am the person who I am today because of what I went through. So I felt like I didn't need the curse, you know, and you was right. You know, you say you can stay true to your craft, you know, but just kind of tone it down, blend in some stuff. But I said, you know what, how about I just cut it out? You know, how about I just stop it and try something, you know what I'm saying, different? And it did. It made me feel better about my music. Like, you know, I can actually just sit around and play. I feel comfortable. You know, my daughter, she don't understand what's going on right now, but I actually feel comfortable now playing my music around her.
And that's,
you know,
beautiful.
Thank you so much. I really do. Thank you. You know, and it felt like it enhanced my skills, too.
Well, that's definitely what's up, because it is a challenge to be an artist. And 347, I see you. 216, I see you. I'm about to get to you. But it is a challenge. And you know, me learning, I'm learning as well every day. I'm in boot camp with my team. My team always had me in boot camp each and every day. So when we had the meeting and we had to sit down about the show, we was like, yo, this music got to be radio ready. Even though this is an online radio station, when y'all come to Diva Spot and y'all leave Diva Spot, I want y'all to be able to get connects elsewhere that's going to take you further and put money in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about shine and grind here. It's for the indie artists. It's for real music. It's still sticking to hip-hop. But Diva had to change some things, so, you know, I had to have the artists change some things as well and submit radio-ready music, meaning no cursing. And even as our people, we can do better. We can make quality music without putting curse words in it, talking about SZA, you know, and saying who got hit and who did this. Like, we got our lives, you know, we got a message and we can also drop some jewels on people to listen to. So I'm glad that you took that and you made it what it is now, and that's why we was able to play One Life on here, and it got so much of a powerful message behind it. So, you know, big ups to you, and you deserve that because you went in, you took what was said, you took the constructive criticism, and you came out with fire. So round of applause to you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. And before I go, I just want to tell you one thing. I got a track for you. You know, I'm just letting you know ahead of time. You're going to love it. It's called Hip Hop Love. And basically, you know, it sounds like as if I'm talking about a female, but basically I'm talking about, you know, hip hop itself. And I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And I'm going to get it to you ASAP, okay?
Get it to me ASAP. But holler at me. We about to start. We need to start this promo ASAP, my G.
All right, take it easy.
We start that promo, I'm going to give you a call later so we can set it up because you got hot music and you need to get that promo and make that initial investment, all right?
All right.
That's what it is, man. Let's go to 347-386. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Holla at us, my G.
Diva Mary Kay.
What's going on, my G?
Man, what's going on? What's going on? What's up for tonight?
Yeah, fine. Thank you again. And I just said it on Twitter. Thank you for giving me a reason. For giving me a reason to feel like I could make it anywhere, yo. That shit hot.
Good luck, man. You know, I mean, anybody should feel you should make it anywhere. Now, I mean, so, you know, just wanted to send that message out to everybody, you know?
Yo, definitely. That's what's up. And they're about money. $22,000? $22,000, son. Where's Money Mo at? He need to say, look, this is a real download baby situation. 22,000 downloads, and it hasn't even been 72 hours, yo.
Yeah, man, that's, you know.
Shout out to
I don't know what to say about that, man. I'm just saying, you know, just relax, man. I'm appreciating the feedback that I'm getting off of it, you know, so.
Yo, it was highly anticipated. You know, you got to have some crazy promo. Who did your promo, yo? Who's doing your promo, Fal?
Oh, you know, Future Guru, man. Everybody else, man, you know. Guru goes in, man, so you know.
That's definitely what it is, man. It's Frontline Fridays. Shout some people out. Big shout out to the Jada Hood Diva, too. But, you know, get the shout outs out and, you know, holler at us. And my next question before, because this is my wolf, and I can do what I want with him. And he's mine. How was when you first heard the Jay, like when you heard it, did y'all record in the studio or did the track get sent to you to do it?
Nah, she sent over. Well, I basically went to her engineer and picked it up. I mean, I picked up the session and all that because she was supposed to send like the acapella files to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it was like a little mix up with that. That's why, you know, it took a little time for it to drop.
Okay.
I actually went to her engineer, got the files, and you know I just hooked it up from there.
Yeah.
When I first heard her, like. Cause I had a file sent to me with just her in her part. When I first heard it, I'm like, wow. That's all I could say. Like, yeah, this is going to do some numbers, you know what I mean? So, you know.
Yeah, that's a beautiful situation. A big shout out to the queen, and I'm so glad to hear her hungry. She ain't pretty. She fine, but she hungry on that track, and she brings it to you like, yo, this is what it is, man. And that's definitely getting played again on Diva Spot Radio ENT. You already know what it is, man. Big shout out to my whole Feed the World family. Again, I'm so impressed to see how we support each other on individual and group projects, even though we don't have to speak to each other all the time. And that's what a movement, that's what a team is all about. So that's definitely what's good, man.
You know.
Man, let's go to the hotlines, get some more love. We got, Five, I want you to stay on the line because I got this drop that was done for me, and I definitely want you to hear it, and this shit is, and this thing is super hard. Diva is watching her cursing, so, you know, bear with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all good. I got in trouble last time, so there it is. What up, B? Why that B? What I'm going to do, because I'm pretty sure you're somewhere in the club or you're somewhere with a lot of noise behind you. Why that B? I want you to press the 1 button to take your hand out the call queue. And when you're somewhere quiet, put it back up, baby, because I love you. Now, we're going to get to this hot drop that Genius produced the track. He came up with the sampling of the music, and Y.B. actually rapped over it. It's Frontline Fridays. You're now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tay Blackman. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And please listen to the diva.
Listen to your diva. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. Just listen to the diva. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay. It's Deep and Mary Kay. You are now rocking with the best. Everybody else took the rest. She the real deal. She don't pass every test. 5 days a week, she don't give you nothing less. She the best, I confess, can't nobody else contest. Women to women wins, they get tense and desire. They be going ham, all they do is teach higher. Then it's on the Thursday with old school fire. Feed the wolves, it's real hip hop Friday. Rockin' with your boy Tay Black on that front line tip. Everybody fall back, guess you thought it was a rap. Nope, here we go, ha. Go so hard with hotness news. Then we bring it back, pay homage to them dudes. On that spiritual tip with Sunday, you know how it is. When we do it, we just feed them good news. Yeah, it's Diva Mary Kay. You are now rocking with your Diva Mary Kay. Blog Talk Radio turning on the day. It's the girl, it's the rap, why not? Let's play.
Please listen to the diva. Yo, that was my joint back there, man.
I like that.
You like that?
Is it worth it?
Yeah, I definitely like that joint right there. I'm just blessed to have so many heavy hitters around me with talent. It's definitely a blessing. But when they first came out with Please Listen to My Demo, yo, that joint was hot right there. That's hip-hop history. We always got to pay homage. You got to pay homage when you dealing with music. Always start from the root. You don't do nothing else. You don't decide to go to the studio. You don't even write nothing until you know your history about hip-hop, because there's a difference between hip-hop and rap. Hip-hop is a culture. It's something you live. Rap is something that you do. Diva said it.
Mm-hmm.
Getting tired. Hip-hop. Effie, I'm tired of all the problems that you whack rappers is making us. Hot Mess News is coming up soon, but before we get into that, we're going to go into infamous Tay's Corner. Tay, you have the floor.
Yo, what's good, world? What's good, world? Shout out to everybody that's tuned in live on the line. Frontline Friday, Diva Spot ENT, host Diva Mary Kay, co-host your boy. We've been bumping some live music. And for the corner today, well, first, I want to give a big shout out to everybody that retweeted our links today. You know what I mean? Yeah. Big shout out to people. And a definite big shout out to my homie. One of my DJs and definitely a dude I look up to. Shout out to DJ Yakor. I want everybody to check him out. Go to his website. It's DJYAKOR
DJAccord.com, DJAccord.com. And in particular, because it's Frontline Friday, you know I got to plug in the artist. He's got a music one-on-one spot. And I know Diva was talking about earlier how she had to sit down with the top dogs and, you know, they had to politic and discuss certain things. And one of the things that was the topic of discussion was having radio-ready music. So all my artists, you know what I mean, you definitely want to take advantage of that. And one of the people that really put me up on to radio-ready music was actually DJ Accor. Me out the gate like, say, you know what I mean, when you shoot me music, I mean, make sure you shoot me the dirty version, of course, but also shoot me a radio edit, you know, need to have something for the radio, you know, I got a lot of contacts, I want to get your music out there, but we got to have those versions. And also, artists, when you go in the studio, I know you want that raw version, get that radio edit. Also, if you get a chance, get your vocal, get your acapellas up, and also get your instrumental, because a lot of times DJs, when they want to blast music, when they want to put it up, when they want to music, when they want to be able to use it in their sets, they want to have an acapella, they want to have an instrumental, because they want to be able to intertwine all that. And plus, you want to have all four of those types of music, just simply because when you submit your music to the radio, to a radio station, not only do they have to, you know, just play that radio edit, they also can play your instrumental. You can also get paid off of that.
Mm.
But, you know, that's just another little jewel. But DJ Accor definitely put me up on to that. So you want to take that in consideration. Also, when you check out his website at DJYKCOR.com, he's got a music one-on-one section. And in this section, it's about how, you know, you want to properly label your songs, properly labeling your MP3 so that when you submit it or you shoot it out to somebody, it's properly labeled. You don't want to send a song, you got that hot club banger, you don't want to send it to a DJ, and when his set come on, he can't find it because it's not labeled. You know what I'm saying? He got to go and search all in the unknown artist section. He got to go through all that. When all you had to do, just take 5 minutes of your time, properly label your tracks, and then you're good to go from there. He's also got a section on how to properly send an email. So, like, if you have different people you're submitting an email to, like, let's say a DJ, a blog, so forth and so on, proper etiquette for artists to take advantage of. And this is a DJ, and this is what he's giving the people, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I really mess with him, because he supported me since day one, and I support him back the same way. So big shout-out to DJ Accor. But I got that out the way. The other thing I want to talk about, on the show a while ago, we were talking about 360 deals.
Yeah.
And for those of y'all who aren't familiar with 360 deals, for, you know, just to sum it up, a 360 deal is a deal that the record labels actually present to you now, where they pretty much take percentages of everything that you make money off of. So take a percentage of your record sales, like always. That's something that they was doing from the jump. But they'll also take a percentage of your touring, merchandise, any kind of little television spots that you, anything like that. And, you know, initially, you know, we were talking about the negatives and, you know, why would people take it and things like that. But I had an opportunity to keep out this interview with Sean Price. He was saying, you know, we joke about a 360 deal, but it's actually a lot of deals like that that aren't necessarily called 360 deals, but there are a lot of deals like that that's going on right now, and especially for our independent artists. Because, like, in his instance, he was saying that he's got a person that is not only his manager, but also the owner of his label.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's say if he didn't have the funds, let's say he wanted to do T-shirts. He wanted to get Sean Price some Duck Down T-shirts. If he didn't have the money for those T-shirts, of course his label, his manager was going to front him the bread to get those T-shirts popping. And then once that money came back in, you know, would it be so wrong for them to not only take their cut back, but get, you know, get a little money back from that? And so, in essence, isn't that kind of what a 360 deal is? So, you know, it really made me think, and honestly, the conclusion that I came to was that, you know, a 360 deal, depending on what the terms are, what your terms are and what the label's terms are, it might not be a bad idea for everybody. Because you always want to take into consideration, you don't have a deal, first off, but you don't want to take any deal, but the terms are right for you and you're able to gain a lot. The 360 deal is set up so that
a label can invest in you, and they can take the time to build you as an artist. And if you don't have those things behind you, if you didn't have a promo person like Future Guru 100 behind you, but you just got this label deal, the label in a 360 deal is supposed to take care of those things for you. They're supposed to help provide income for your merchandise and for your tour, and they're supposed to book spots for you to perform at. They're supposed to get you these television, these artist deals. They're supposed to get you on the radio. They're supposed to help you with your fashion. They're supposed to pay for your studio time. So if a 360 deal is giving you all those things, maybe that's a better 360 deal than what, you know, most people are acquainted with. Because for the most part, people think that they're just dipping into your pot. But for a lot of artists, they don't have those same resources that the label has. So you have to take advantage of that. You know, you kind of have to wait. You really have to sit down and negotiate your terms. Because they may just want 10% of those small things. So, like, let's say if you've got shirts, and if the label just want 10%, they put up 75% of the bread for you to get that manufactured. That's not that bad of a deal, because you didn't have no money to make the T-shirts anyway. You see what I'm saying, D?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Diva.
You definitely right about that as far as the 360 deals. As soon as you hear 360 deals, and you know, they automatically, you like, man, I don't know if I want to rock with them like that, because they're going to want some of my cash, and they're going to want something off of everything that I make and everything that I do. It's like you being fronted, and now that you break it down for me, Tay, it's like you being fronted the money up front, and we're going to get ours for interest back. But the thing is, the whole thing of it is the time frame, the time matter. How long are you going to be digging in my pockets? And the crazy thing about it is it was all right for me to dig in yours, but it ain't all right for you to dig in mine. So I think it's just us as an artist. I'm not an artist. But for the artist, you know, it's like a fair exchange. You know, y'all exchanging faces right there. I did something for you, and you hitting me back later. But I'm not going to be in this forever with you. Like, you know, and even with, you know, a lot of things that's going on, I see artists, even with Buck, you know, getting into a situation. I don't want to get up as either I'm a hoe up. It's either I'm a hoe up or hoe down with you. Nah. That's not what that is. You know, I could have pimped myself out myself. And when we was talking about the whole 360 deal, you know, before, and if you want to get that, you can go to
the archives.
Archives. Big shout out to Advice. Advice's website is the Underground, right?
Yeah, the Underground. I think it's either the Underground spot. Let me go find that real quick so I can get that.
Yes. Find that information for me so we can put Vice's website out there. And it's hot, and it's also great features. Again, a big shout-out to Journey the Poet. It's big live in the building with us. Hey, Poet, if you got a comment you want to drop, or if you want to chime in on a situation, you can put it in the chat room, or you can either call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press that one button, and we'll definitely open your mic up. Tay, go ahead.
If you want to check out any information that Advice gave as far as 360 deals and other stuff, he's got artist features, spotlights, and everything. It's www.theundergroundspotlight.com. And that's my homie, at Advice 503. Shout out to COB.
Follow him on Twitter, man. We got Future Guru 100 with his hand up. I'm pretty sure he want to chime in on this situation. Guru, how about us, man?
Yeah, shout out to Diva Mary Kay. Shout out to Tate Black. You already know what it is. I just caught the end of, I heard 360 did it. I'm like, uh-oh, I pump my brakes again. Once again, pump your brakes. If you're approaching that intersection, I'm not sure what y'all exact topic is, but I'd like to hear it. Run it down to me. Run it down to me so I can chime in. All I heard was 360 there. I'm like, whoa. I said, whoa.
You said, whoa. Tay broke it down to us. Well, Tay, I'll let you break it down in a briefing so we can get back to this hot music.
We was talking about how, you know, I was looking at an interview about Sean Price, and he was talking about how 360 deals might not be everything that people, and that some artists know, depending on the terms of the contract that y'all get, it may be beneficial to them if they don't have all the necessary tools that a label might provide as far as marketing, promo, merchandise, tours, and it's things of that nature. You just got to read the terms. Those type of deals aren't for everybody, and you just really got to be conscientious about it. And I just wanted to research. You got to do your reading. You know, I know we like to look at videos and all that, but I try to dive into it and have something good for the corner. But, Google, tell them what you know about 360 deals, because I know you got an expertise on that too.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to know, I want to add that if anybody out there needs education on record deals and publishing and music, what happens is with a 360 deal is most of the times you're going to be taken advantage of, because what happens is you're giving up a lot of your rights. You're giving up, first of all, you're going to give up a major part of your publishing. So I'm going to really ask you to slap yourself or smack yourself if you give up most of your publishing, when you can remain an independent artist, and collect residuals on your own. I mean, we living in different times right now.
Didn't that happen to Jones do that to
Jim Jones, Max B is a perfect situation, but I want to clear up one thing. When you sign on that dotted line, you got to know what you're signing. If you go in so happy with the fact that they told you they're giving you the keys to a, I ain't even going to say the top Benz. I'm going to tell you, they're going to give you the keys to a 300 or 320 Benz. I mean, you're so happy about that, you don't even realize that it's a loan. Like, when you get that advance, you got to understand that they are investing in you, and they're going to want to recoup. So what you're going to be giving up in the long run is certain parts of your music that you when you went into the studio. And if you have merchandising, which is a big part of the business right now, hats, clothing, T-shirts, keychains, coffee mugs, whatever. If you put your name on it and they say, yo, that's ours, and they sell it for $9.99 and you only getting 22 cents off of it, you just signed the 360 deal because you're not realizing that off that coffee mug that they paying $10 for, you're not seeing only but a couple of pennies off of it. And that's what goes from the coffee mug to your record. So, I mean, that's really where you get wiped out. And that's where you're really going to be starving again, looking at what happened. When you ask what happened, you signed that. You signed if you build up a website, if you build up merchandising on your website, and a company says, I'm investing in you, that website is no longer yours, either take it down or we putting up a new one, you agree to that. So what you built up, they take it back down. They tear it down. So if you ever seen a big wrecking ball come and tear up a house, or a big explosion tear down a house, how they wire it for dynamite, that's what you're doing. That's what's happening. So if you could do your research on being an independent artist, then do your research on signing with a major label. First of all, you're not going to get signed unless you build up a major buzz and you have something going for yourself to make them want to invest in you. And one thing I want to add, when you're doing radio, when you're doing interviews, when you're doing tours, the record label is putting out for you, so they're going to get theirs back. Don't think it's a free ride. It's really not a free ride. And that's where all the confusion begins. Like, these new artists coming in the game, you may be happy with that advance if it's 20 stacks, 40 stacks, or 50 stacks, but realize that it's only a loan. Yeah, you got $100,000 advance. It's only a loan, because the record company going to want this back. You don't see no banks giving out $100,000. You don't see a bank giving out $100,000 saying, here, take that, here, hold that. Give your mama some, give your brother some.
No. You're definitely right about that. And at the end of the day, it is a loan, and that's all it is. And a loan always come with interest, hot mess news, as far as what...
Yo, yo, mic check.
So anytime you hear Match B streaming on DatPiff, some of the big time websites, you just got to understand that Jim Jones is the one that gets the checks off that. That's something that he didn't give up. I mean, Jim Jones fought just like Match B was fighting. He didn't want to get that money. He didn't want to give up
Diva.
His right. Diva back. I was talking about Match B and Jim Jones. Match B is my guy. I mean, but for the most part, Jim Jones owns his publishing. All those songs that Max Lee did falls under Jim Jones, into Jim Jones' pockets because of the contract. Keyword, contract. He signed it. Whatever he write, whatever he wrote, whatever he continues to write becomes Jim Jones' property for however many years that the contract is in effect. That's keep that in mind. How long is your contract in effect? How long you want to sign your publisher for? You writing songs for 2 years, 3 years. If you sign that contract, guess who owns it for 2 and 3 years? Just because you see keys dangling in your face for something new and a couple of stacks on deck for just a little while. Just get the big picture, man. Get the big picture.
That's what I think that a lot of people get caught up is whole, you know, yeah, I'm going to be able to buy a house, I'm going to have this, I can have, and not even just that, you know. A lot of people, before we even get rich and famous, we more concerned about our families, yo. I got a daughter to take care of, I got a son to take care of, my shorty pregnant, I'm about to get evicted, the lights is off. Shit, we got a half a pack of meat in the refrigerator. You know, when you're hungry, at certain times, you definitely take anything, man. But you got to be aware of your talent and how much more what it's worth, because it's sad that 50 Cent is suing Buck for $11.5 million. He's suing him now for $11.5 million. And, you know, you know, simultaneously, the people who was dealing with Buck's information and with his account, here's the story right here, man. I'm going to pull this story up for y'all. G-Unit sues Young Buck for $10 million, but at the end of the day, it adds up to $11.5 million. It says, David Darnell Brown, a.k.a. Young Buck, has hit more than a bump on his road to recovery. Robin Mitchell Joyce has her hands full as the lawyer for Tennessee rapper as she tries to help him out of legal rules and claims against him, which have reached $11.5 million. The root of his issue streams from the fact that his manager, his business manager, and his legal counsel and booking agent were simultaneously employed by the label and the person he is now at odds with, 50 Cent. How about that? No one was looking out for Buck's interest, according to Joyce. The money went in, and Buck's universe of knowledge about his financial state is a balance on his ATM receipt. Buck never knew at one point or at several points he was a millionaire. The former G-Unit soldier made some business moves that landed him in a dismissal position before hiring a new lawyer. He filed for bankruptcy, discharged his record deal with G-Unit, released a statement that said he planned to sue 50 Cent, Sha Money XL, and his former business manager, and then it's more, y'all. And then he submitted a $1 million budget for his third LP, which was twice what his contract allowed. G-Unit Records has filed a $10 million claim in the bankruptcy case in the event Bucks breaches his contract. 50 Cent has filed a $171,000 claim, which is what Bucks owe him from a $300,000 loan in 2005. Throw in the tax bill of $334,000 and everything adds up to a cool
$11.5 million. Joyce was doing all she could to rectify the situation by March 7th, but March 7th arrest and now a possible 10-year prison sentence has made a difficult task close to impossible. Hot mess news.
Yo, can I just say one thing? If you sign into a label and the label tells you we got a lawyer for you, I mean, whose interests are they really? I just want to know that. Like, come in with your own lawyer that you trust. I mean, that's got to be something not right about that right there. Having representation from your label represent you. That's some bullshit. I've got to confess. Can we fucking call it on that? Can we fucking call it on that?
You we can definitely call it on that because that's some bullshit. Murder.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, definitely. That's all I have to say. That's my time, man.
Tay.
Who's laughing now?
Oh, man.
Yo, we got more fire music, man. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We about to get in some of this hot music off of Genius Resurrection, Hip Hop Resurrection. Volume 1, we got a couple of tracks of him that he submitted over to us, and he got this artist by the name of DH. I'm really feeling the queen. I like what she's saying in her music, and it's definitely hot. So let's get into this hot track right here by DH called Living, produced by Genius. Let's go.
Hitting big spaces because you hate it, hate it.
came up from the gutter, now you rising top, top. We get it, hitting. We get it how we live and get it, hitting. We get it how we live and get it, hitting. We get it how we live and get it how we live and live and live and let's.
Who you kidding? Yo, Diva Spot Radio EMT is now live, man. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's Frontline Fridays where all the new music live, all the indie artists live, and nothing but crack is played, man. Tay Black, holla at you, baby. What you think about that record right there?
Yo, I like that, man. And he was on that hustle. I like that.
Yeah.
That bop, you know what I mean? That
mm-hmm.
flow. I like that, though. Shout out to Genius.
Big shout out to Genius, man, for that track right there. And I actually was listening from my phone to the quality of the music. So if you want to get it in more of a more clarity, what you can do is you can go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. The player is there, and you can listen to it from there. You can get a better quality. And one of the beautiful things about what we do here on Diva Spot ENT, all the shows are recorded. So if you missed it, you had to go to work, you had to stop, get the kids, beat the kids, smash your dude, jack your wife up a little bit, you know, baby boy one time. After you finish, you can just go right back to the computer and press play, because all the shows are pre-recorded. But I like that joint right there by the Queen. I got a Hustle Hard remix in here too. They go hard too. Five Alive did it.
Genius.
Oh.
Hustle hard.
Yeah, big shout out to Genius, man. Genius definitely doing his thing. I got more music in here by Genius that we're going to get to. I got two other joints that I wanted to play. Oh, say, I didn't ask you about Cinnamon Brown, the heartbroken joint. What you think about that one?
I just started following her on this joint. We definitely have to link up. Am I reading it correct? Is she in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Diva's working. Yeah, I'm working over in Amsterdam too. Damn right.
Yeah. It's crazy, like, you know what I'm saying, like, we international. That's what's up. I'm going to have to definitely try to link up with her. I've been looking for a good R&B singer, you know what I'm saying. It's so hard out here for an R&B singer. Where y'all be at?
Yes.
Holla.
It's so cold in the day.
Cold in the day.
Yo, I got to take it to Jersey, man. Being that it's Frontline Fridays, and when we go out in Jersey, we love club music. I love club music. I love everything about club music. I want to give a shout-out to DJ Tim Dollar, man. He came up with this joint called Swing That, and it's definitely hot. I love this cut right here. Like, I'm just... I kind of miss Jersey, but then I kind of don't in a way, but it's all G. We about to get into this joint right here. My arsenal is crazy.
Yes. Pull it.
Yo, I just had it. Where is it? Oh, Tay. Oh, here you go. DJ Tim Dollar right here. We about to get to this drink right here called Swing That Shit.
You took a shot with a put one finger in. You took a shot while I'm sitting. Here we go. It's the high school kingpin, DJ Frosty. Swing it! 5, 4, stop! Swing that shit!
Clean that shit. Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Friday for all the real music lives, where all the indie artists live, where the best co-hosts in the world, Tay Black, is live with me each and every Friday, 8 p.m. Well, the shows may vary because we working hard, but right now it's 8 p.m. on the west and 11 p.m. on the east. We definitely getting a party jumping over here. Go ahead and get that lime and put it in my Corona and bring it to me because we swinging the shit over here. Tay, that joint right there is crazy, yo. When we play that in a club in Jersey, any club you play that in, people go crazy, yo. Hold on. Make sure I got Tay open. Guru, can you hear me?
I definitely can hear you. That's just a hot joint. I like to see him shake it up on that. Swing that shit.
Swing that shit.
Yeah, I know about that. I know about that in the Jersey club for sure, and that is a banger.
Mm. That's a
hold
crazy
up,
banger
hold
right
up.
There.
If she dances by herself, go dance with her. Go jump on that.
She starts swinging it, it's over. Chicks start swinging it in the club, it's over. Like, you can't help but to jump on it. Like, you just can't help but to jump on it. When you see a chick swinging it, it's over. Like, it's
I
think
you bust a gunshot for that. Could you bust a gunshot for that, please?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely bust my guns on the swinger. Wow. I got that's a big-ass gun right there, my G.
I know, yeah.
Y'all, we about to get into some more of this fire music, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Let's talk about this success. Shout out to Lega, man.
Yesterday, you spent money and wasted your money. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today.
All I did was yesterday, we spent money and wasted your money.
Hey yo, they screaming up a session. Tell them we've been broke. Lil's again, 10 years old, trying to sling coke. Chances of getting rich in this life's a slim hole. So we hustle way day and night, let the piss smoke. Rich folks down, greatest against niggas around. Haters, round gators, who we top. That just sounds major, shorty like, oh, he hot. Ain't bout paper, come from a booty block. And they routes major still in the midst of the struggle. So a digit to hustle. Gotta get the scuffle in order for my cars to shuffle. Trying to skip the troubles, waiting for my chips to bubble. Burner on the system muzzle, just in case a nigga fumble. So focused, I'm on my shit. Full throttle, headed to the places I should've been. And all the things that I should've, could've been, would've did. I'm on my way to doing it, so don't ruin it.
All I did since yesterday was make money.
Hoping I'm next in line to express my rhymes. Money always kept in mind. Still, I never slept a dime. Forever rep for mine. So invincible. I'm Joe Clark, the principal. He's high, but I went to Kennedy. I got your remedy, a lifetime of energy. For all my enemies, are soon to be frenemies.
All I did since yesterday was take money.
Money always been the motto. Never really played the lotto. That's just not what I follow. I'm into reality. This dream's hardly come true. And the people that promise you should hardly come through. So you gotta get up and get out and get it for yourself. Cause ain't nothing gonna be handed to you. Not even no help. Not these days that we live in. So much is forbidden. So you gotta go extra just so they respect you.
I just yesterday with big money.
Big money.
And we took it to pay for God.
All I did yesterday's make money and wait to get this paper. I gotta get this money today. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT, chopping it up with co-host Tay Black live on Frontline Fridays with all the hot bangers. Liv, yo, we've been playing nothing but fire all night.
Yes. Shout out to all the artists. If y'all get a chance, check out Diva's timeline so y'all can follow all those hot artists from Majestic,
oh, yeah,
Genius, to the young lady in Amsterdam, Coco. Who? Coco who?
Cinnamon Brown.
Cinnamon Brown.
Get you some cinnamon.
We're going to
have Coco on here, too, but right now we got cinnamon. Ooh.
Now we got cinnamon, damn it. I'm sorry. Shout out to shout out to Future Ghoul 100 as well. Y'all see, y'all need to link up with him. Not only is he a marketing juggernaut, but he's also, you know what I'm saying, a musical expertise. You go tap into that man, you know what I mean, get that information. No question is a dumb question, especially when it comes to your future and the future of your business. So
yeah. Yo, Guru actually got me in tune to listening to music now and hearing the drums. Guru is DJs, and he played the drums as well. But when I listen to music, I can hear the drums more clearly now because of him. So that's pretty cool for me to have got that. We got this joint right here called Never Hold Back, and DJ Genius mixed it, and it's Outbreak featuring Villaran. And if I'm saying your name wrong, I definitely apologize. But we're going to get into this joint called Never Hold Back. We want your feedback on this. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. 1521, don't hold back, man.
Checking if they want to stunt, I'ma blow that. I see the best pulling out the Kodak. Stay with a blunt hanging off the lip. I got a tip for the dudes running up with a clip. Index on the grip when I lock and load that. Hands up when I'm in the building. Straight from the side where they said it be coming. But I ain't never giving up, never caught me slipping. Both hands on the fifth when I said it be whipping. One time for the dudes that be on the block. Two times for the crooks aiming at the cops. Got a plan for the hood, I'ma set up shop. Come through, get smashed, get wet up, pop. First off, I ain't never gave up. Stood my ground and I never played tough. First off, I ain't never gave up. Stood my ground and I never played tough. First off, I ain't never gave up. Stood my ground and I never played tough. Mike so hot when he drop, everybody gonna cop. Ain't nobody gonna wish they played us. Hold up, make it set when I fold up. No luck in the city when it roll up. A lot of dudes on the block when I post up. 5'10 on the mic and I flow nuts. Yeah.
I'ma get it how I get it when I get it. All them haters in the drop, they draw to the floor. Even though they know this flow so cold, they still wanna act like they don't know. But it goes to show that I'ma always keep grinding, finding a way to keep them all behind me. Reaching for the top, I'ma never stop climbing. Call me Jack Nichols, this is my shining moment to murder this beat. I'm turning myself into cop and a plea. When I sit on the seat and they questioning me, I'ma tell them my words penetrate too deep. When the reaper comes, they suffer repercussions for thinking you can diss my name. There's no discussion if we keep on crushing. Heavy little verses to throw my way.
I'ma say what I want and I'ma never hold back. I'ma say what I want and I'ma never hold back. I'ma say what I want and I'ma never hold back.
I'ma say what I want, and I ain't never going to hold back.
Go ahead, Diva. I hear you chopping and screwing it over there. Go ahead.
I got a little bit of it in me, man. I got a little bit of it in me.
What I want, and I heard you. What's up?
Welcome back, y'all. It's Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays. We chopping it up. Take a sip of your drink from me. Go ahead and puff, pass it for me. You already know, but we ain't throwing back. Diva don't throw the dough back, so we don't treat the nose around here. Don't try to pop you.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about that drink right there, man?
Definitely had a nice vibe to it, man. I like that flow on that joint, man. I like how, like, any time, you know what I mean, you could take a beat, and it might be just, you know, one particular tempo, but you could flip the flow on it, go any speed that you want, pretty much just make it another instrument. You know, it's dope, man. So, shout out to them for that, for real.
Guru.
Yo, I'm here. Yo.
What you think
yo,
about that joint right there?
Yo, actually, I want to know who the artist, the group, because they mix a little Spanish little hook to it and back to the you know English. So that was kind of fly, you know, mixing
yeah,
it
really
up like
fly
that.
They did it in the English as well. Outbreak. The name of the artist is called Outbreak, and it's featuring Valerian. I may be telling it wrong, but I'll email it to you so you can have it and. You know, you definitely on a one-on-one basis with Genius. You can always reach out to him. And
oh, that's
you know,
some of Genius
you know,
people's? Oh, all
yeah,
right.
This music that we're playing now is from Genius. Has dropped his mixtape yesterday, Hip Hop Resurrection Volume 1. If you want to get that, you can go to his Facebook.
Yeah, I just didn't hear the whole thing. So shout out to Genius for that track right there. Yeah, that's kind of hot right there. Actually, I like the way, you know. Look, I'm a big fan of Bone Thugs, so when I heard them riding that track like that, as long as it's clarity, and you can understand what they're saying, and they coming through loud and clear, and they make you want to repeat it like as fast as they doing it, they on to something. So I'm giving it right there. I'm giving it like a real serious high rating right there because I thought they was really really nice with the flow, like. Tay Black said they was really on point with the flow and the way they did the beat. Who did that beat,
Genius?
Genius. No, that's hot. Yeah. Beat was crazy.
That's genius shit right there. We're going to try to get Genius on the live in a few before the end of the hour.
Yeah,
we got another joint. Shout out to Genius. We got another joint right here from Genius from the Hip Hop Resurrection Volume 1 mixtape. This one is called Pay Homage, and it's by Genius. So let's get into it right now. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go.
Rakim came in the game, what I said it before. I sitting at the mic, magnetized me the more. Big Daddy came, changed the game, soon as he dropped four. When Nas dropped the O-Matic, hip-hop had me wanting more. Main source spoke to Adams, we're looking at the front door. LL rocked the bell, DMV's doing some sand. Ran Uber and slowed him down, one DMC, Jam Master Day. The Beastie Boys, four of them, that's what I take that for plan. For Galatino when it goes down light. Self-destruction, KRS had this one to get right. And WA coming straight out of Compton. PE had us fighting for rights. And one to be self-conscious. Jay Blue had him coming clean. Game started, had the master field. Favorite line for Daddy Kane, you want your record here. Mozzy had him tripped on third base with gas face. Doggy Press, Lottie Dottie, had to be with overweight. You knew the love was in the house of love, but it was that away. DICC, man, I was digging in the crib. So B is an AZ, man. Can I get a soul clap? Man, I still pump that. Want that. So I'm paying homage for respect to you, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So I salute to the day that I'm gone and I'm through. I pump my fist in the air to tip off, I love you.
Genius. Salute.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live with Diva Spot Radio ENT. Definitely got to listen to that joint right there through your player, because the way it's sounding through the phone, that was trash. I'm sorry. That was not good quality for me listening to it. It's a hot joint. The song wasn't trash, don't get me wrong. But I know Tay like, Diva, what are you talking about?
Nah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I even had to try to switch it up on my phone. I was like, let me take it off speaker. Let me turn it down. Let me turn it up. Let me walk around a little bit. But they can always archive the show. You know what I mean? Just go to blogtalk.com. And then hit up.
You can definitely go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com, and you can archive the show and listen to them live. And if you want to catch featured previous shows before that, is right there on the player. It's a list of the shows that came before that. So I had to testify on that situation, man. Definitely had to testify on that situation. I love music at its quality of it, so it's very important.
She walked in the court, her knees buckled, saying for a man to survive, he needs hustle. Seen and been through struggle her whole life, made a transition from
had to testify. I love hip hop. Had to testify on that one. And what makes people unique is the realness in people. When you can just be able to just be you and be real and open your mouth. Like, I always look for that in people. You know, some people I set up to see if they're going to tell a lie. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, yo, you heard Obama, you know what I'm saying, gave China all that money and we out here drowning. And they'll jump in like, yeah, Obama ain't gave China nothing. I just wanted to see if he was going to lie, you new nigga. Liar.
Yo, you know what I found out though, Diva though?
What?
I seen this joint. I was reading it online. It was so slick to me that I had to mess with it. So, if you in the club, you know what I'm saying, or you out and about, you know what I mean, whether you're male or female, or somebody trying to get at you with the opposite sex, you know what I'm saying, be like, all right, you know what I'm saying, let me get your phone and put your number in my phone. You take their phone, right?
and then just text that the joint to give to Japan. Just text that joint to him. $10. $10 text show. You just gave. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Text what now?
Text. I think it might be a number. You can find it online. I think it's like text. Let's say if it's 414111 or something like that. If you text that joint, your phone, they'll do like a $10 donation through your phone company, you know? So if somebody bugging you out, you got a bugaboo, they in the club, they all in your face, yo, Diva, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get at you, yo, holler at me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get that information. You'd be like, okay, well, let me see your phone real quick, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna send you my information. I'm gonna text you my number, stuff like that. Take their phone, you know what I'm saying? Just text whatever that number is, you know what I'm saying? And then, bam, $10. You done gave it to Japan, and you got bugaboo off your back.
Well, shit, they need to do that for me. How can I get the $10 to go in my account? If I can take somebody's phone and text a code and then put $10 donating to somebody, donate to the Diva.
We're going to have to talk about the show. PayPal, figure that joint out. It might be a way. You never know. I don't know. They might have hooked up the PayPal through the text. But, yeah, I seen it because it was either in a tweet or it was something that I was reading, but it was something slick that somebody had did. I had to
Dang. Hold on, Majestic, you still with us?
I'm here.
What you think about that, Majestic?
You know what? You is going to really hate me for this one. I straight forgot that I was even on the phone because I'm laying right here and I fell asleep with my daughter because she had a long day.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, but
she's been up all night.
Well, that's what's up. You and the queen sitting here listening to Diva Mary Kay, and that's fine.
Yeah, I'm up now.
Diva Mary Kay. That's hot. It's just nice to hear that you. He says she had a long day. She is a queen. She treat that baby like a queen. I'm so proud of you. I'm so glad to hear that. He said she had a long day.
I'm up now. I'm up now. You got my attention. I'm up now.
Well, You miss half of the shit that we said, so you just keep listening, okay?
I was in and out. I heard something about text to a phone about Japan. I mean, something.
Yeah.
So and then I heard you say you need to do that.
Yeah, donate to the Diva. You're damn right. I got a donate button. Hey, look, I got a donate button right there at divaspotent.blogspot.com. You can go right up on the player and donate anything that you want to donate to keep the show up and running. This is how we do. We're going to go to Google and ask him how he felt about that situation because I need to get down to the gun sound, too, because I know he about to bust a shot. Guru?
Yeah, I'm busting a shot if you don't donate to the Diva. How about that? Bust that shot now. Bust your guns. If you don't donate to the Diva, I'm busting mine too. So who's with me? First, we're going to let it off in the air. Cause, you know, that's a warning. That's your warning. I'm from the streets. I'm going to tell you how I get down. The donate button is on divaspotent.blogspot.com. So I want to know who's listening. Don't just go to that website. We trying to keep the lights on. We trying to keep y'all educated and entertained. Shout out to Tay Black for doing his research. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay for the Hot Mess News and all the artists she's supporting, you know. And I just want to, you know, support y'all show. I had a long day. Like homie's daughter just now, Majestic daughter. I had a long day too. This is actually my third show for the evening. I did my show. I did Hip Hop National. I'm a big part of Hip Hop National. I'm on board with them. So y'all go to hiphopnational.com also. And I had to join the Diva and Tay Black, you know, because I've been supporting them for a long time, and I think they're doing a wonderful job. You know, and I'm coming at it just like, you know, not only as a supporter, but I'm also a fan of the show. And I'm also here to educate and support y'all as well. So, like, I think y'all just keep doing what you do and stay on your grind, because, you know, people are actually attracted to what y'all are doing right now. So I can see it, and I can smell it, that it's taking off. And you gotta keep that faith and keep that grind going. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I got to give one more shout-out to Tay Black's homie James Spit Flames on Twitter. That's my homie. We rocking. We working. James Spit Flames on Twitter. And I got to thank Tay Black for that connect and that business right there. And that's real talk. And with that, I'm chiming out. You know what I'm saying? I'm supporting the Diva 110%. You already know. She might have to bust her gun one more time so y'all really get the message. Thank you, Diva.
Thank you, Diva. We definitely appreciate the support, and we definitely work hard over here. And definitely y'all tune into Hip Hop National. Hip Hop National is amazing. Amazing. Like, I love my show. And if I say something good about somebody else's show, that's because I have tuned in more than once. That's because they have education behind them. They have real leads behind them for artists and music. They really connected to godly principles. And, you know, the show is just amazing. You're going to have such a good time with Don. You're going to have a good time with everybody on that show. It's an amazing show, and it's going to be on. And being that Future Group 100 is now a part of the show is definitely going to be what it is. So I'm very proud of Hip Hop National, and I definitely tune in, and I make it my business to make sure I tune in, and I love what they do over there. Even with the queen that they have over there, the queen name is
Lady Di.
Like, I just love what they do over there. So y'all make sure y'all tune in to Hip Hop National. Is definitely worth it, man. We got about 3 minutes before we get out of here. And, shout out to Slate Stone, man. Big shout out to Slate Stone, yo. He is definitely a G, man. Follow him right now. So, and Google the man, because he's definitely doing his thing out there. I love Slate Stone, and he got this joint called My Hip Hop, and I'll be playing at the end of the show. I'm going to turn it over to my co-host to, you know, do something straight for a piece of change, Tay.
Let me do my shout-outs for some change real quick. First, you know what I mean? Of course, shout-out to the host, Diva Mary Kay. Follow her on Twitter, at Diva Mary Kay. Check out her link. Check out her blog. You need to be with the Diva. Please listen to the Diva.
Diva.
I want to give a shout-out to Future Guru 100. Follow him at Future Guru 100. It need to be 1,000, 1 million. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's how many people he's reaching out to. That's how many people he's educating. That's how many people he's building with. He's always building bridges. I think me and Diva are living testaments to that. Need to link up with the homie Future Guru 100. Shout out to my homeboy James Spit Flames. He definitely got on board with the promo. He was always seeing what I was doing, you know what I mean, with Future Guru 100. So, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Word of mouth is strong. So definitely check out Future Guru 100. Shout out to my homie DJ Yakor. He definitely just mixed Tone Trump, World Star Tony, his new mixtape. Hosted by DJ K Slate, so that's a good look for all three of them cats, man. Shout out to Tone Trump, DJ K Slate, DJ Yakor. I think that's it. Shout out to Diva one more time, because please listen to the Diva.
Yeah, we definitely got to get you on that joint right there. I want to give a big shout out to Tay Black, man. Tay Black is always consistent. He always show up to go up. And, you know, I would feel real, you know, naked without him on the show with us each and every Friday, Frontline Fridays. He has supported me, you know, even in the middle of it, and I know he's going to be here to the end, and he's definitely a hot artist, so I definitely got to give it up to Tay. He, you know, even on the show and outside the show, he always giving me jewels and dropping jewels on me and helping me look at situations, because I'm a diva, so I be having a DF or a BF sometimes. So he definitely keeps me in line when it comes to a lot of situations, because I have short patience for new niggas. So I definitely appreciate Tay being my other half. It's crazy how he's my other half. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's following me. I want to give a shout out to Future Guru 100. I want to give a shout out to Y.B. and Tiff Desire, Genius. Definitely got to give a big shout out of One of Screaming. Got to give a shout out to Cinnamon Brown. Got to give a shout out to Zito. Got to give a shout out to Five Alive and DJ the Hood Diva. Definitely got to give a shout out to Aviator Hughes, On and Popping. Got to give a big shout out to Majestic for tuning in live with us and making it happen. And everybody that's tuned in, like tonight, you know, online, and also those who tuned in through their phones, man. Diva Spot ENT appreciates you and everything that you do to support us. We're about to get out of here. We're going to have Step Your Game up Saturday. Tomorrow is going to be 8 p.m. on the West and 11 p.m. on the East. Y'all remember to keep God first, family second, and career third. We're about to get out of here, y'all. Much Diva love. We going, man.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay.